It's a classic tale, $200 million in the making. Backed by Disney and based on the radio and subsequent TV show from the 1950s, The Lone Ranger gets a new millennium makeover from producer Jerry Bruckheimer and director Gore Verbinski, the filmmaking team behind the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. In this film version, the storyline of the masked lawman and his sidekick Tonto begins in 1933, which was also the first year of the Lone Ranger radio show, at a San Francisco carnival where a boy in a Lone Ranger mask happens upon a creepy, half-clad figure in a diorama about Indians who comes to life. This strange character asks for some of the boy's popcorn and begins to tell the boy a story about how he first met the man who became the Lone Ranger in 1869. Set in Colby, Texas, the railroad is revolutionizing the West, and John Reed, played by Arnie Hammer, is aboard the approaching train when a gang of bandits attacks it to free a prisoner, the outlaw Butch Cavendish, played by William Fichtner. Tonto, played by Johnny Depp, is a prisoner in the same jail cell with Cavendish. Following an action-packed runway train sequence, John and Tonto bond, literally, when shackled together by Cavendish as he makes his escape. The odd couple of the Old West, John and Tonto, who saves his life, join forces to capture Cavendish and his posse. The film is cast with an assortment of familiar Western characters, including Colby Sheriff Dan, played by James Badgedale, also the Lone Ranger's brother, and his wife Rebecca, Ruth Wilson, who still carries a torch for John. And then there's Helena Bonham Carter, who makes an appearance as the resident madam with a prosthetic/shotgun leg. Depp's performance is entertaining, with several funny and familiar one-liners. Depp often carries the film through its slow points, and unfortunately, there are many. Running a long 2 hours and 29 minutes, The Lone Ranger is about 1 hour too long. Filmed throughout Utah's Moab and Monument Valleys, Utah is a stand-in for the state of Texas. Thankfully, the scenery kept my attention to carry me through the entire film. Rated PG-13 for some intense action, violence, and a cannibalistic scene, it's probably a bit too graphic for young cowboy fans, but a film worth seeing if you're a fan of the Western genre, which, unfortunately, I'm not. That said, and excuse the pun, I'd give it 2 out of 5 Hyo Silver stars. This is Linda Jager with the KPCW Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center.